It's time for Project Connect on Husker Radio. Each year, Project Connect hosts an in-person event as a one-stop shop for families and individuals to connect with services around the area. The event is sponsored by Families First Partnership. This year, due to COVID-19, the event could not take place. In its absence, Husker Radio was proud to partner with Families First Partnership and provide an audio resource to get the word out on these critical organizations. To learn more about Project Connect, go to familiesfirstpartnership.org. You can also hear all our Project Connect interviews at huskerradio.com. Now, on with today's Project Connect, here's Tristan Winder.
And welcome back on Husker Radio. Tristan Winder, please be continuing our Project Connect spotlight here on the air as we have Irene Britt joining us now of Independence Rising. Irene, thanks for taking some time for us today.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for having me.
Glad to have you on the air with us here, Irene. And can you tell us, for folks that may not be aware, what is Independence Rising?
We're an independent living center, and we work with individuals across the lifespan that have self-disclosed disabilities. So they don't have to have any kind of social security determination. They can have a mental health issue, a physical disability, co-occurring issues with drug and alcohol use, anything disabling-wise that prevents them from living successfully in community-based living. So when we work with an individual, we work with them on the goals that they need, that they say they need to live successfully in the community instead of an institutional setting.
Okay. So just try to make them to be comfortable in society and into what we would call normal day-to-day living.
Yes, that would be the case. So, for instance, somebody may be in a nursing home, and they may be a younger person, and they want to transition out to live in their own home in the community. We can work with those types of people. Someone may be a transition-age student that is graduating from school, and they may go through school to age 21. They may have had an IEP, that type of thing. So we can work with them on transitioning, maybe finding a job, finding an apartment, those types of things. And also people might be transitioning out of jail into community-based living.
Okay, so you help them out with a wide variety of transitions and all about making them comfortable in their own environment and helping them make that adjustment, whatever it might be.
Yes, exactly.
So Irene, if you can, tell us a little bit about the process of helping some of these individuals that may have these handicaps.
Well, for example, we a lot of times attend team meetings. We might help individuals do a job search, or we might help them do a search on the internet to see if they can get some housing, apply for housing. We can help them maybe visit a college or a school to see if that's something they're going to want to participate in after high school. There's just a number of ways we can help individuals. If they transition out of an institution such as jail, we can also help them. A lot of times people have lost their birth certificates, lost their social security cards. We can help them obtain those items. We can also help them find funding to be able to live in the community in an apartment or, be able to get food, access food, apply for those kinds of benefits. So it just depends on what their goals are and what they want to work on as to what we work on with them. And again, it's person-centered, so they decide what their goals are themselves, and then we help facilitate those goals. We don't do anything for a person, we do it with them. So it's really a peer relationship in a lot of ways, and we also hire people with disabilities because as much as we possibly can, because people with disabilities that have already been through a similar situation are going to be the best teachers or the best facilitators to help someone else with a disability be successful and independent in community-based living.
Yeah, they can understand what the individual is experiencing and going through because they themselves have had some similar situations and circumstances.
Absolutely. Yep, and we have a slogan, nothing about us without us. So that's absolutely what we live by. So we certainly believe in person-centered processes and that people are their own decision makers in their lives. There are independent living centers across the nation, so no matter where you go in the United States, people with disabilities should have access to an independent living center to serve them.
So tell us about the facilities throughout the western Nebraska area, if you don't mind, Irene.
Well, I can tell you that we don't have, we don't per se have places where people live. We go to people and we work with them in their homes or where they choose to live. But we also have offices in Grand Island. We have an office in North Platte. We have one in Gothenburg. We have one in Scottsbluff. And we have an office in Kearney. We have other fee-for-service programs besides the independent living services. We work with kids on probation, youth on probation. We have a family peer support program where we work with parents. We're peers to parents of children with mental and behavioral health disabilities. We rent out durable medical equipment such as walkers, wheelchairs, those types of things. We have a CHOR agency, and so we hire providers to work with individuals that have physical disabilities in their home that are on the Aging Disabled Medicaid waiver program. We do mentoring for underprivileged and youth with disabilities. We have respite across the lifespan contract for the central area, which is the Kearney area. And we also have a TAP support group in North Platte and Gothenburg, and we're doing that virtually now, although we always offer a virtual option, but we do it in person in our North Platte office and Gothenburg office when it's safe to, you know, due to the pandemic.
Sure.
But we hold that support group twice a month, and that is for parents of children with mental and behavioral health challenges, and the support group is just for those parents to have support in dealing and with this and navigating that system. So we do have a Dawson County Mental Health Coalition that just brings awareness to people and the needs for people and families with mental health issues. So those are kind of the things we do in the area. And then we do have office space where we can meet consumers, where we have hold support groups, and we have staff that are in those offices and managing the offices there.
Again, we have Irene Britt joining us here of Independence Rising. And Irene, tell us exactly how you work with some of the other partner agencies that you normally encounter through the Project Connect spotlights.
Absolutely. So we are a community partner. We do receive a federal grant for our independent living services. And part of that, our grant mandates that we're community-minded and we're in the community and advocating and representing people with disabilities in the community. So we're a coach for Families First Partnership. So we do some coaching with families, a family coach, I should say. So we help families that are trying to remain living independently in the community with their goals, helping them access services. So we do coaching. We're a member of lots and lots of different groups. We work a lot with Region 2 Behavioral Health, Systems of Care. A lot of the family org stuff we do, or that family peer mentoring we do with Systems of Care. So we were the recipient of a Systems of Care grant this year to get our family peer support program started. We had in the past, there's not a current developmental disabilities group through the DD Council in North Platte, but we've been a past member of that. And also we attend interagency, the big gathering of agencies in North Platte, but also the DD Council, we have partnered with Developmental Disabilities just to bring the Classroom to Courtroom initiative to North Platte, and that was in 2019, really. But it was kind of looking at what options there are for youth that have a developmental or mental health disability and try to do some interventions before they get in trouble and reach probation. So we did bring that initiative into the area in North Platte, and we held some focus groups and some meetings, and we're hoping to continue that after the pandemic has kind of subsided enough where we can meet in person again. We do meet with the TACI transition group at the ESU, and that's working with transition age students in Lincoln County area in order to help them transition successfully into the community and helping them while they're in the school system with a disability, getting the services they need. We participate in different groups at the ESU. They have different educational opportunities they offer during the school year, when there's not a pandemic, for parents, like how they can access disability services for their child, guardianship, you know, the future of their children with disabilities. So we participate in that group also. And then, you know, a myriad of other groups outside of the area there in North Platte. So we're heavily into community participation.
Now, Irene, if folks want to get more information about Independence Rising and everything that you guys have to offer, how can they learn more?
Well, we have an office in North Platte, and that office, we're not manned all the time now with the pandemic, but there we do a census. We also have a census fingerprinting project that we're doing where we hire disabilities to do fingerprinting for people that are working in the census. And so they are in the office doing that now, and we do have individuals in the office there in the afternoon. So there are people in the office, and that's at 109 East 2nd, Suite 3 in North Platte, and it's right behind Commercial Investment Services in the building back there.
Oh, sure.
But they can also call me directly. My phone number is 308-258-1914. Or we have a great website, irnebraska.org, and that has a list of all of our services on there. It has a lot of information on our staff. And then our other services we provide, like family support, family peer support, work with probation, youth on probation, just the rest of our services are on that website. So I always turn people towards that because that's the best area to gain information about our agency and also contact information.
Well, Irene, we sure do appreciate the time and appreciate the great dedication you have here to Independence Rising and all those individuals that you assist.
Well, thank you, and thank you for your time today. I enjoyed presenting our information.
You've been listening to Project Connect on Husker Radio. You can listen back to this and all other Project Connect interviews at huskerradio.com. And learn more about Project Connect at familiesfirstpartnership.org, the sponsor of this great program.